of the narrow-gauge Tallyllyn Railway in Merionethshire. He was campaigning to save that too, and famously succeeded. A professional engineer, but also a writer of distinction, he had acquired an old horse-drawn barge, installed an engine, and converted it to living accommodation. He recorded his maiden voyage up the Oxford Canal from Banbury in the book Narrow Boat, which motivated a growing public determination to save what was still navigable of our canal system for use as a leisure resource. Tom Rolt, apart from canals and light railways, took an interest in old road vehicles and racing cars, as well as pretty well everything emanating from the Industrial Revolution. He was keen to preserve things, but only if they worked. It was not enough for a thing to be beautiful, he said. It had also to be efficient. I admire that. Tom died in 1974, but I was privileged to know Sonia, his widow, who during the war had joined the women volunteers who kept the canal boats running between London and the Midlands, carrying coal in one direction and essential engine parts in the other. Steering two heavily laden narrowboats, one with a motor towing the other, the butty, was an arduous and often dangerous occupation, but she continued at it until after the war was over, and her concern with chronicling past canal life in photographs and